The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised. Hey everybody, welcome to the show. With us today, we are super excited to have Emmy Raver Lampman. Yeah. You guys are probably familiar with her from Umbrella Academy, which is on Netflix. She is also in the cast of Hamilton, and I only have a few minutes, so I'm going to dive right in.
Yes,
so,
do it.
My first question is, how was working on Broadway, like, influential in your playing a role as a superhero on Umbrella Academy?
Oh man, I mean, I think if anything, they're very different mediums, but I think when you are a Broadway actor, when you are acting in theater, doing 8 shows a week, working 8 nights a week, you definitely form this really strong work ethic muscle. And so I think, you know, a lot of times on TV and film, you're working till like 5 in the morning, or you have to, you know, you have 5 in the morning and then you're going until 5 in the morning the next day.
Right.
So I think that never bothered me. I was always like ready and eager to work. I think the thing that took me the longest getting used to was once you're at work, it doesn't go fast. Once you get into hair and makeup and you're ready and you know your lines and you have the rehearsal, and then you know there's a lot of sitting around. And so I think that was the part of, you know, it's like, okay, I'm ready. I'm here, ready to work. And then it's like, okay, we got to like move all these lights and bring in the crane and do all the thing.
Weird.
So I think that was, it's like you get to work and you are working technically, but like the amount of hours you're on your feet is different. That's the slower pace of it. Yeah.
That's really interesting. Like, yeah. It's fascinating to think of that transition from such an active set to I wait until it's my turn.
Yeah, because when you're doing a show, you know, the curtain goes up and then for 3 hours you don't stop.
Right.
Whereas like, you know, TV and film, you show up and you wait around for 3 hours and then you do like 20 minutes of work and then you wait around for another 4 hours. And then, so, you know, it's like the stop and start of TV and film was the thing that took a little while for me.
That's really
interesting. Yeah.
So, what was it like working with like award-winning like comic book material as like a source?
Yeah.
Like, is that it's got to be obviously very different, but it was like, pretty interesting.
I think most of all, it was a little kind of just intimidating in the sense that I am new to these comics, and I know a lot of the cast was, but you know, they've been out for 10 years and there are people that are massive fans of it, and Gerard and Gabriel are incredible and the writing is so good and the illustrations are beautiful. And so if anything, we just wanted to do right by the fans that were here long before we were involved in the Umbrella Academy. And so I think that, but then at some point you have to kind of like put that aside and do the work. But I think we just really wanted, you know, the fans of the universe that Umbrella Academy exists in to like the work and love the show as much as we did, and hope that, you know, we didn't stray too far from the original content, because the original content is so good. The novels are amazing.
Were there ever moments like when, you know, the director, like people on set were like referring to like the book or saying?
No. I think when we initially started shooting and having rehearsals and you know, meetings about the scripts and that kind of thing, Steve Blackman and our producers were like, yes, this is coming from a comic book. Yes, there is pre-existing, you know, material for the show, but we're not holding that as gospel. And we're going to, you know, take rights when the comic books take lefts. And we're going to dive deeper into themes that aren't really big in the novels that we're going to make really big themes in the show. So I think we all respected and understood where we were coming from, but then also we're hoping that everybody understood that we're making like 10 hours of content, potentially, you know, 70 hours of content if we go for 7 seasons. So it's like you can only stick to the comics for so long without, and then eventually you have to, you know, start writing your own stories and diving deeper into things.
So before I run out of time, because I don't have very much, what can we look forward to from you next?
I have a indie film called Wednesdays coming out. Well, I say coming out, I think it's going to do the festival circuits. But my really good friend Jay Lee wrote, produced, and starred and directed it. So yeah, just all the hats.
Yeah, awesome.
So I think that'll come out sometime soon, or whenever he's ready and thinks it's ready. It's really, really a really beautiful, adorable, funny film, and I think people really like it. And then I did a couple episodes at the end of this season of Jane the Virgin. So a little cameo in there with Gina, which is really cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
And absolutely.
I loved the show. So tell him that guy in Colorado loves your show.
No way. Oh, you're so sweet. But thank you. Thank you for watching.
Oh, yeah, of course. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.